Good morning. What's going on? This is Brian Jones. Welcome to the SCI PDR podcast. It's about 5:40 a.m. on your AM dial. We are here Thursday, June 17th. Rolling right into summer. Beautiful weather. Got a little warm here the past couple days in Cali, but no complaints. We don't have that humidity that the others are blessed with, which is good and bad, I guess, right? It's bad for overall comfort, but great for our industry because glue pulling becomes electric when we have humidity. But we figure out ways around it, don't we, Californians and dry West Coasters? We have our tricks. Like I was telling a customer the other day, he's like, man, he was very complimentary. We'd done two cars for him. We did his wife's Mercedes and his Porsche. He's like, totally blown away. I look and look and look and look and can't find your work. And, you know, I mean, I didn't put any extra time in on it. I just put what I consider to be normal time on some pretty normal dents, you know. I mean, the biggest one he had was probably 2.5-3 inches. So it wasn't like there was, you know, a lot of distortion or whatever. But what it is we were having the conversation. And basically I told him, I go, at the end of the day, we're illusionists. You know, whether it's paint work or dent work or whatever, we're doing our best to make something disappear. We're the Houdinis of auto body, you know. So that was actually kind of cool, and I think it's relevant. You know, it's basically we're always in the pursuit or of better card tricks, aren't we? You know, sleight of hand, and I don't know. I take pride in it. It's pretty cool. So we're always trying to improve on it. Yesterday, on that note, we did finish up the gentleman's Mercedes. He left us a couple reviews, which was cool. What else did we do? We had a minivan come in, some little minivan exploits. We had a guy that got into a fight with his wife with his, a Hyundai, I think maybe Elantra. It's actually a really nice car, 21 or a 20, kind of that battleship gray, you know, and body line dent, no big deal. They're putting so much stuff around the door handles these days, it sucks. You know, key and go or keyless entry, where you walk by the car and it senses it near the door handle and just unlocks it. Well, that shit takes up space. And of course, you know, right where doors hit other doors, that's usually where we need to be in that dumbass plastic, you know, apparatus or deal is there. So we got it out regardless. And I kind of friendlily told him, since they were, him and the wife were fighting, I said, maybe, you know, maybe not go home right now. He's like, you're right, I'm going to go to the gym. I go, perfect. Had a gentleman with a nice Sprinter that backed into something on the top of it, broke off the camera and their backup light. Not the backup light, the third brake light. It's always fun doing a dent when you're about 8-9 feet in the air, you know? So we didn't do it. I gave him a quote. I think it was more than he thought, but I know it was more than he thought it was going to be, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Got a quote from a guy about 4 hours away from us, but found us on YouTube and said, man, you look like the guy that I want fixing my car. He's got an old Jaguar race car. We'll see if that comes together. But yeah, just a handful of people, a good handful of people coming in yesterday. Nothing super exciting. The students and I, we went down to the beach, had lunch. It was nice. Minnesota, Luke got to see the ocean, which was cool. Not such a big deal for Brian because he lives in Cali, so he's used to the gifts we get here. But it was cool. It was cool for Luke to see it. I don't know if he's ever seen the Pacific. He's seen the Atlantic, he said. So that was cool. Have some lunch down by the ocean, a little bit of pizza, and they got to go bump around down the sand for 5 minutes before we headed back and start pushing metal. And then they worked on a couple cars throughout the afternoon. But all was good. So today we've got more training. They're gonna be working on glue pulling. They're gonna be working on. They pretty much finished up front and rear doors. So now we're gonna start getting into the finishing with side panels and the fenders and quarters. And then tomorrow will be the tops. And then these guys are pretty much ready to rock. School. The skills are there. They just need to hone it out a little bit. So I'm confident they're gonna do well. And the last thing, we have a new inductor here we're going to test out. We got this little heat coil thing we're going to try out and see how it works. So I'm excited about that. So other than that, today we're going to talk a little tech. We're going to talk a little bit about tools. the redheaded stepchild of the PDR business or the equipment area, and it's basically going to be tap dance today, guys. We're going to talk about tap dance and how they can help you level up your game. I always say it's the most important PDR tool in anybody's kit. You need to have quite a few of them. You really should experiment around a lot. You're going to throw away money on stuff that sucks, but one man's gold is another man's trash and vice versa. So you need to find out what you like. You know, it doesn't mean one's better than the other. It's whatever you can utilize and get the best results from. So let's get after it. Let's talk about tap dance, shall we? So any pro tech is going to at least have 10 that they use. You know, maybe not their strong go-tos, but they should at least have 10 floating around. And they probably at least tested 20 to maybe as many as 50 in their lifetime. And the various materials that we use, there's metals, of course, there's plastic, wood, leather, rubber, and then I'd always like to throw in Tessa tape, which isn't actually a tap down, but it's something you would use in concert with your tap down to kind of soften it up, right? Maybe it's marking up the paint. Maybe it's just too sharp, but you just want to kind of soften it up right there on the fly instead of grabbing another tap down. And what you might use on factory paint would be completely different than on a respray, right? Or something that's got filler. Or something that just was freshly painted. All those things cause for different kind of tap downs. What if it's a matte black or a matte color, you know, from the factory? Are you going to use a regular tap down that might mark up the, you know, a sharper tap down that might mark up the finish, then you got to polish it, and all of a sudden you have a shiny spot and the dude's matte finish? That wouldn't be cool. So yeah, all these things got to come into play, right? That's why you should have quite a few tap downs. We have screw-on tips. We have thumb holders. We have hammer handle tap downs. There is a myriad of different tap downs out there, no doubt about it. So let's go into the uses. Let's talk about what tap downs are used for, besides the obvious, obviously high spots. Blending. So I talked about blending the other day, I think it was yesterday, and the metal blending screw-on tip that I use from Dentcraft, you know, that's basically a tap down. And then, of course, I use tap downs for blending, which I talked about. We also use it for opening up and relieving stress. So for dents that are too sharp, we're trying to lay the walls down, take out the tension to allow the center to come up. Certain tap downs have a propensity to vibrate the metal or shock the metal and open it up without putting like deep pock marks in it. And using the right tap down can be the difference between a clean dent and a bumpy dent or a textured dent, you know? And we also use it for outward creases, you know, double panel lines, which we talked about the other day as well. We had a door that had a dent right at the edge, and at the outer edge of the dent had an outward line because the dent, the metal, whatever caused the dent, pushed the metal in, but then the inner structures held tight, and then once it swung back out, had a high spot. So that kind of sucked, but whatever. It's just part of dent removal, right? And a lot of guys just overlook those outward lines. They don't push them down. You know, we talked a little bit about the strategy to do that. And then, of course, crowns. We do crowns, too. So, you know, crowns are a big part of PDR, and it's a good thing if you know how to work crowns, because you're gonna have cleaner work if you do. No doubt about it. All right, so let's talk about some bonuses real quick on this subject. So if you lose your tap down, or you're looking for a sharp tap down, and you don't want to wait to order one from out of the area, and you don't have a PDR store nearby, golf tees work great. That's right. Not so much the plastic, but the wooden golf tees. They're nice to have around for a backup if you're a mobile tech and you lose your tap down somewhere. You know, a sharper tap down, of course. You're not going to use a golf tee to take down a crown typically, but for just good old, you know, route work, some wholesale PDR, golf tees, I'm telling you right now, guys, saved my ass many a time. I used to just keep a bag of them in my kit, and if I left my tap down in a car or something, and I was on to the next, well, golf tees it was to save the day. Let's talk about my essentials. These are the ones that they're my most popular go-tos. If I would need 10 or 15 for average repairs, OK? Okay, I do. At any point, we probably have 20 around here that we use, I'm going to say. All right, so what do we got? The root beer. One of my favorites, maybe my all-time favorite. That type of plastic, tap down, Mars paint, the least amount, and it can be really sharp, and it'll move some pretty sharp highs. And you could also use a soft one, and it really loves to kind of shockwave metal and kind of vibrate it and get it to get the walls to lay down when you've got sharp, closed up, tight dents. Our Brazilian metal, which Gregory kind of hooked us up with, and then we've made copies of since. That little sucker is great for not just sharp highs, but also for blending. That's a must. Our domed metal, thin and regular, those two I love. You gotta be careful because they are sharp. They will mark paint. They're not for use on resprays or you know, paints that are fresh or anything that's softer than hard catalyzed, non-cut paint. Anytime you wet sand or cut paint, it softens it up. That hard eggshell layer is gone, and you need to soften up your tap down choices real quick. Okay, the R4, the Dentcraft R4 screw on tip, that's a must, the little cherries. And then my quarter inch flat. Those right there, now of course I could expand into stuff that I use for crowns, but those are pretty much the go-tos right there. What is that, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 5. Those 5 tap downs. Those are my money makers. With those, I'm kicking ass, I'm taking names, and I'm getting the job done. So there it is, guys. That's tap down talk right there. I hope that helps somebody out there. I appreciate you tuning in. I gotta bump off this baby so to get the students ready to rock and roll. But I appreciate you. Have yourself a great Thursday. We're almost at the weekend, guys. Tomorrow's TGIF, man. Can't wait. And I will catch you on the next SDI PDR podcast. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.